For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted. For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. Wisconsin's job growth fell sharply during the first half of 2019. While the number of non-farm jobs still increased, the rate of increase fell dramatically according to data released last week by the U.S. Department of Labor. From June of 2018 to June of 2019, total jobs increased by 9,340, whereas the previous year the state had added 35,000 jobs. This year's low increase is the lowest in the 10 years since the end of the Great Recession, which ended in 2009. However, some economists remain optimistic since Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 3.3% is still below October's national rate of 3.6%. Milwaukee-based company Virtual Care Provider, Inc. has been hacked, and its data is currently being held hostage by Russian hackers. The hack occurred on November 17th. Virtual Care Provider provides data storage and internet security to nursing homes and acute care facilities, and now some locations are unable to access patient records, pay employees, order medication, or even use the internet. Four people were shot over opening weekend of deer hunting season in Wisconsin. Fortunately, none of the four shootings was fatal. However, the DNR is looking for information in one of the shootings in Washburn County, where a hunter was hit by a single bullet and flown to a nearby hospital. Two of the other shootings were hunters who shot themselves in the foot, and the fourth shooting, a 19-year-old woman, was hit in the hand after another hunter shot at a running deer. Four people were shot over opening weekend of deer hunting season in Wisconsin. Fortunately, none of the four shootings was fatal. However, the DNR is looking for information in one of the shootings in Washburn County, where a hunter was hit by a single bullet and flown to a nearby hospital. Two of the other shootings were hunters who shot themselves in the foot, and in the fourth shooting, a 19-year-old woman was hit in the hand after another hunter fired at a running deer. UWM students have collected 5,000 signatures in 2 days via online petitions at change.org to have nighttime shuttle bus runs round the clock. UWM students have collected 5,000 signatures in 2 days via online petition at change.org to have nighttime shuttle run. UWM students have collected 5,000 signatures in 2 days via online petitions at change.org to have the nighttime shuttle bus run around the clock. The petition came about after a series of separate incidents occurred early in the afternoons. In one incident, a student was groped from behind near the 2700 block of North Frederick. Another young woman was lifted off the ground at the 3100 block of Oakland and put down after she began screaming. And the petition came about after a student was knocked over on the 3000 block of Downer Avenue, and their backpack was taken by a man in an SUV. Social media in Wisconsin lit up on Saturday evening as a meteor streaked across the sky. Video of the meteor is up online via cameras on the Milwaukee County Transit buses, as well as several rooftop cameras. The Packers couldn't get it out of first gear in San Francisco, falling behind 23-0 in the first half. The Pack managed to get on the board in the second half for a final score of 37-8. High today near 50 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday highs in the low 40s with partly cloudy skies most of the day and showers moving in during the late afternoon. Wednesday, rain still falling in the early morning with highs in the upper 40s, cloudy skies in the afternoon. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.